if you look at the different Gaeltachts, O'Gan, Colum, Kill, the Jean Gaeltacht Lair, Narasa, Guahimila, Gador, Agaslas, Gafanat, they're all different Gaeltachts. And I think what I think would be very much welcomed by the wider public is that signage that would outline the uniqueness and the difference within the Gaeltacht communities. And there's a meeting now organised by Donegal County Council for next month between Udras na Gaeltacht, Afaki Tana Changa, and Donegal County Council to kind of pull this together. I've been pushing for it, and I suppose I have been very frustrated over this last number of years. But what has to come out of this meeting on the 13th of January is a clear indication of when this is going to happen and what these signage would look like.
Now, even though you're saying that you did bring forward the motion initially about 3 years ago, that doesn't mean, you know, that there isn't a willingness there from the council. They are actively trying to explore all funding avenues, I'm sure, to make this happen.
Yes, there is an issue of funding here. It's not just a simple case of throwing up signs. You know, there's a planning issue here, there's a design issue here, there's logos, you know, what's going to be written on it. But look, I recognise that funding has to be made available, but I suppose my own frustration is that there wasn't any real moves and to find that for funding source, and until I suppose started kind of jumping up and down again about this. I spoke to the wider Gaeltacht community as much as I could about this, and there seems to be a huge interest in this here, and that clearly maps out the boundaries of the Gaeltacht, and it probably hopefully will bring some sense of pride and identity of who we are ourselves as people from the Gaeltacht.